money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, it is a Monday morning. It's President's Day, as a matter of fact. So let's go to Washington, D.C. How about that? And we check in with our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you had a great weekend.
I did. And you're going to be a busy man today, aren't you?
I am. I have an interview that actually came up on my radar just yesterday, and that is an interview this afternoon with the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States. We'll be talking about that security assistance package that passed the Senate overwhelmingly with strong bipartisan support, 70-29, and now it's up to the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, as to whether or not he will allow an up or down vote in the House of Representatives. So we'll talk about how important that aid is to Ukraine. And we'll also talk about, we're coming up, Pam, believe it or not, on Saturday marks the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So we'll talk about that and what that has meant for the Ukrainian people over the course of the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's the second anniversary.
It really is. It's just... I think that you may recall in the first week of this war, so many individuals, respected military analysts, were expecting that Ukraine would fall literally in a week's time. It's pretty remarkable what they've been able to do in terms of holding on to its territory, its sovereign territory, and taking the fight in some cases directly to Russia. So it's impressive. At the same time, they're at a precarious position because various reports indicate that Ukraine is depleting its weaponry. It's running out of ammunition. And that's the reason why this security package is so important for the country right now.
Yeah, that's going to be an important discussion. So we look forward to hearing that. Also, this was something I noted. I had obviously wanted to chat with you about last week, but didn't get a chance to, in this whole indictment against and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but it all involves the Trump situation. So explain that one to us.
Well, we're talking about an FBI informant.
Yes.
His name, Pam, is Alexander Smirnoff. He's an FBI informant who claims that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden took $5 million bribes each from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Now the special counsel, who's already indicted Hunter Biden, has now indicted Mr. Smirnoff. And the reason for that is he claims that that claim by Mr. Smirnoff was made up, a lie, and he has now been charged with lying to the FBI.
Yeah, and I saw most of the people who came out and talked about, you know, wanting to impeach President Biden and for that whole thing, they mentioned him, the FBI informant, saying that he took the bribe and all of these kinds of things. And now with that coming out, that changes a lot of things, doesn't it?
On the surface,
yeah,
would be changing a lot in the sense that that's the witness that many House Republicans were citing in terms of the reasons for launching this impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. And now, certainly because of this indictment, his testimony is likely not going to be used at all by House Republicans as they embark on this impeachment inquiry against President Biden. Now, James Comer, he's the chair of the House Oversight Committee. He has said that House Republicans have additional information, and he says evidence, and that Mr. Smirnoff's testimony will not be needed. But that being said, if you look at interviews that Mr. Comer has done on various media outlets, including Fox News, they often cite that particular witness as the reason for launching this impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
Yeah, right. And anything else scheduled for the week or as we look
You know,
ahead?
It's a really quiet week. I'll tell you this, Pam. Today, of course, is President's Day. Unfortunately, you and I are working on this President's Day. But as it relates to President Biden, he's coming back from Delaware today. No public events for President Biden. And then he will embark on a big fundraising trip out to the West Coast, out to California. He leaves tomorrow. He'll be gone for a few days. So pretty quiet week in Washington, D.C., as it relates to the White House.
All right. Well, I can't wait to check in with you again tomorrow morning, John.
Oh, me too, Pam. Thanks so much for having me on today. And we'll talk tomorrow for sure. Bye-bye.